Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show. Man, I think this is the first Irish acoustic session we've had on the show. As Seamus Kennedy is on our program this morning. How are you, Seamus?
I am doing splendidly, thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on the show here today. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I'm going to start off by yawning because it's a bit early in the morning for me. But, you know, I'm going to do a lovely song written by one of my favorite Scottish singers who passed away not long ago. His name is Andy M. Stewart, and the song is called The Ramblin' Rover.
Excellent. Here's Seamus Kennedy here on Hunter at Sunrise.
There are sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. Give me a ramblin' rover, they ought me down to Dover. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. There are men who feign enjoyment from merciless employment. Their ambition was this deployment from the minute they left the school. They scrimp and save and ponder, while the rest go out and squander, see the world and roam and wander, and they're happier as a rule. There are sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. Give me a ramblin' rover, pray Orkney down to Dover. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. I've been through all the nations, delight in all creation, and enjoyed a wee sensation when the company did prove kind. When parting was no pleasure, I've drunk another measure to the good friends that we'll treasure, for they always are in me mind. There are sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. Give me a ramblin' rover, pray Orkney down to Dover. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. If you're bent with arthritis, your bowels have got colitis, you've got galloping bollockitis, and you're thinking it's time you died, and you've been a man of action, you're lying there in traction, you can gain some satisfaction, thinking Jesus at least to try. There are sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. Give me a ramblin' rover, pray Orkney down to Dover. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. There are sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, pray Orkney down to Dover. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Seamus Kennedy here on Hunter at Sunrise. So great to have you on the show. That was a Scottish singer you did there.
Andy M. Stewart, the late Andy M. Stewart, one of my favorites.
How long ago did he pass away?
Just a few weeks ago, about a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's unfortunate. Was it a good long life, though?
Unfortunately not. He was a very young man, very talented, but he had spinal cord problems and had surgery and really didn't get over it.
Oh, well, that's a shame. That was a beautiful song.
Why, thank you.
I really enjoyed that one. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You actually were born in Belfast, correct?
That's correct, yeah. I came over here for the first time in 1970 and came over to stay in 1971.
Yeah, and you've been like touring ever since the U.S. You tour everywhere.
Well, for about 14 years, I was located in just one place, and that was in Alexandria, Virginia. It was a great Irish bar called Ireland's Own.
Oh, okay.
And I worked there. I chose to work there while my kids were growing up so I could be home every day. Mm-hmm. And then when they grew up and got into high school and learned to drive, then I could branch out and start heading further afield.
I see. And now you live in Annapolis?
I do.
And how long have you lived there?
Since 1983.
Oh, okay. So you get up and down the eastern seaboard quite a bit.
I actually get out to the west coast an awful lot too, yeah.
Yeah?
And the bits that we fly over in between.
Okay. Yeah. You've been out to Alaska, probably.
I've been to Alaska. About 22 years, I went up to Alaska every year in January. Real real folk singers go in January. Sissy folk singers go in July.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, you're not only a singer-songwriter, though. You're an entertainer. You do lots of things, don't you? Your shows are like you have audience participation. You have tongue twisters.
Absolutely,
you do tongue twisters.
I do indeed. Actually, my motto is very very similar to the old vaudeville performers of yore: a little song, a little dance, a little salsa down your pants. You know, they could sing, they could tell a joke, they could dance, they could get the audience going, and basically that's what I try to do.
So. Yeah, well, is it something for you that Irish music is so popular? I think wouldn't you say it's very popular?
It's very popular, yes.
And, in fact, you're in town for a show, and it's almost sold out. There are a lot of people that get into this music.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of people of Irish heritage, or not just Irish, but Scottish and Welsh as well. So they're into the Celtic music, fiddles, bagpipes, reels and jigs, and then the ballads and songs, too.
Well, I was looking at your website, and you have an interesting picture of yourself jumping with a guitar and dressed in a kilt. How long did it take you to get that picture?
I am telling you the truth. That was one take.
Really?
Yes, that was the photographer's idea. And he put the camera down on the ground, and he angled it up, and he said, "Can you do a run and jump?" And I said, "Well, I can, but I can only do it once because the knees won't let me."
Wow.
So we timed it, and I ran across the studio and jumped, and he clicked while I was in midair, and that's been on my website ever since.
Well, you had a great smile on your face. I mean, that was
terror.
We're talking with Seamus Kennedy here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us?
Let's do a little Dublin song for you. And it's about a young woman called Molly Malone. And this is the Dublin National Anthem.
Oh, really?
Wherever Dublin men gather throughout the world, this is the song they always sing.
Oh, okay. Here's Seamus Kennedy here on Hunter at Sunrise.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure it was no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Yeah.
Hey, this could be a new album.
I remember that song from when I was a kid. That was a beautiful, beautiful song.
Yeah, it is a couple of hundred years old.
Is it? Are you serious? Or are you just?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was. Well, I thought it was very old song.
I thought that's when you were a kid too.
I got it now.
Oh yeah, it took a while. Didn't
I'm
it?
A little slow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this early in the morning.
Yeah, you know. Well, you have some interesting influences. You have the Clancy Brothers is an influence of yours.
Tommy Makem.
Yeah. You have Luke Kelly as of the Dubliners.
Correct.
I must admit I've heard the Dubliners. Is he also a solo artist or?
No, he's the late Luke Kelly. He's passed on. But yeah, he did solo gigs. But he was more famous for being with the Dubliners.
Oh, okay. And the Irish Rovers, of
the
course.
Rovers, yeah.
Oh, the
they're
Rovers
still going up in Canada.
Oh, really? Yeah. Hmm. Now, we're airing this a little closer to St. Patrick's Day. I actually had a gentleman on by the name of John Smith once. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he once told me that I guess St. Patrick's Day is not as exciting a holiday in Ireland as it is here in the United States. Is that your...
That's my recollection of it, but it's starting to change in recent years. It was always a religious holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people went to Mass, and we always wore shamrock in our lapel because the shamrock symbolizes the Blessed Trinity, the three leaves on the shamrock. St. Patrick allegedly used that to explain the Trinity to the pagans he was converting. But the pubs used to be closed, and they wouldn't open until 6 o'clock in the evening mm-hmm. on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, here they open at about 7 o'clock in the morning on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yes, they do.
It's turned into quite a drinking holiday.
And apparently. Everything is green.
Yes, everything is green. The beer is green. The
green
hats. We have a St. Patrick's Day parade in Norfolk. They do it every year up in Ocean View.
Yeah, they now have a big one in Dublin that they sort of they cop the idea from the American tradition. And mm-hmm. So a lot of American bands, pipe bands, and high school bands go over to march in the Dublin St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. What else would you like to do for us here?
I'm going to do a non-Irish song because you were talking about my influences.
Yes.
And when I was growing up, I absolutely loved Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and the
Sons.
Oh, my
gosh, yes.
Of
Roy
the Pioneers.
Rogers. Oh, my.
And all those cowboy singers in the movies.
Yes.
So every Saturday afternoon, I would go to the movies with my buddies. And so I learned a lot of these songs growing up. Here's one.
Okay.
Cattle are prowling, the coyotes are howling way out where the doggies bawl. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing his lonesome cattle call. I'm riding the prairie, singing his cattle call. All day he will ride on the range far and wide as he rounds up the cattle each fall. Brown as a berry from riding the prairie, singing his cattle call.
Wow. Seamus Kennedy here on Hunter at Sunrise. Where did you learn to yodel like that? That is awesome.
In the car with the windows rolled up.
Really?
Taught myself.
Yeah, you taught yourself? How long have you been yodeling?
Oh, God. I've been yodeling since I was about 15.
Really? So when did you actually start playing the guitar and singing? When were you first bitten by the bug, I guess?
Well, that's a funny thing. I actually started playing when I was about 15. My sister got a guitar for Christmas one year.
Uh-huh.
And she tried it once or twice, and it hurt her delicate little fingertips, and she gave it up. She didn't want to get the calluses. Mm-hmm. So I ended up with a guitar, and it was just about then that the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem kicked in big time. And, of course, at the same time over here, you had the folk revival, you know, Dylan Baez, Pete Seeger, Tom Paxton, all the greats, the Kingston Trio. And that's when I started.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for doing this today. This has been cool.
It's been absolute pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
Seamus Kennedy here on Hunter. It's